Penguin Random House Audio presents Warlight by Michael Ndachi. Read for you by Steve West. For Ellen Seligman, Sonny Mater, and Liz Calder, over the years. Most of the great battles are fought in the creases of topographical maps. Part 1. A Table Full of Strangers. In 1945, our parents went away and left us in the care of two men who may have been criminals. We were living on a street in London called Ruvigny Gardens, and one morning, either our mother or our father suggested that after breakfast the family have a talk, and they told us that they would be leaving us and going to Singapore for a year. Not too long, they said, but it would not be a brief trip either. We would, of course, be well cared for in their absence. I remember our father was sitting on one of those uncomfortable iron garden chairs as he broke the news, while our mother, in a summer dress just behind his shoulder, watched how we responded. After a while, she took my sister Rachel's hand and held it against her waist, as if she could give it warmth. Neither Rachel nor I said a word. We stared at our father, who was expanding on the details of their flight on the new Avro Tudor 1, a descendant of the Lancaster bomber, which could cruise at more than 300 miles an hour. They would have to land and change planes at least twice before arriving at their destination. He explained he had been promoted to take over the Unilever office in Asia, a step up in his career.